Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know this lump. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, sure. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that Lum and Abner have given up their modern sales methods and stopped bothering their customers, business at the Jot'em Down store has picked up again and is running along smoothly. Lum spends his time finding things to add up on his new adding machine, but Abner refuses to have anything to do with the new convenience. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner over at the Jot'em Down store talking over the telephone. Listen.
No, he ain't here, Avery. Why, he ought to be back now. He just went over to Dick Hudson's store to get the mail. Huh? When? Yeah, all right, I'll tell you.
Honey.
Just a minute, Andy.
Excuse me, Abner. I never know she's talking on the telephone.
Yeah, sit down, Grandpa. Sit down. Be done here in just a minute. Was there anything else, Izzy? All right. Not at all. Goodbye. Well, how are you today, Grandpa?
Oh, just scared to the catbird. Thought I'd come over and beat you a game of checkers just for practice.
Well, I'll pay you, but you better do your practicing before you get over here if you expect to beat me. I'll tell you that right now.
Sassy fast. Beat you with one hand.
Anybody that lets Mose Moose beat them ain't going to give me no trouble.
I never let Mose Moose beat me no such a thing.
Well, that's what they're telling down there at the barbershop.
Yeah, you just heard their tell of it, though.
Said you got mad and kicked the checkerboard over and stomped right out the door.
Well, who wouldn't get mad? Have to play half the town every time you get in a game down there. I was supposed to be playing Moe's. That dad blamed Grandpa Masters and Uncle Henry Lunsford and two or three other fellers standing behind his chair nudging him on every move.
He told me you never got a man in his king row.
Now, listen, Abner, I've heard enough joshing about that already. Get the board.
Well, maybe I better give you about two moves to my one just to make you go any more into that thing.
Yeah, just wait. I'll make you chomp them words up and swallow them.
Well, I'll give you a chance right now. Here, move you. Me there a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, which ones you want, the red ones or the black ones?
I don't care. I can beat you with either one of them. I'll just let you take your pick. Give you that advantage.
Prattle. I could beat you and give me all of them.
Sassy, you're getting to where you're as big a braggart as Ezra Seastrong.
Oh, that reminds me, Grandpa. Don't let me forget to tell Lom that Ezra telephoned him up just now.
Ezra, huh?
Yeah, he's wanting Lom to come over to a school board meeting tonight. I know one reason he won't go, though, but I got to tell him. I believe I'll take the black ones.
Yeah, sir. I thought Lom was president of the school board.
No, that's the reason I know he won't attend the meeting. See, they elected Ezra president this year. Oh, Lum's awful put out about it.
Well, he ought to get his back up over that. He's been president for 10 or 12 years now, hand running.
Yeah. Well, another thing, he wanted them to hire Professor Tate from down there at Odin to teach the school this year. They turned around and hired some woman to do it.
Yeah, I know. I seen her the other day, too. I don't blame Lum after getting a look at her. She looks too young and too rosy-jawed for a school teacher. I never talked to her, but I knowed from looking at her she's a rattle brain.
Yeah, well, now, that's a different one, Grandpa. That girl was just out here helping till her oven got here. She was from in there at her county seat. This new one is Little Rock, I believe she said. Yeah. She's been here a while ago. Right, nice-looking woman, too. About, 35-year-old, I'd say. Summer's in there.
Well, I'm glad to hear he's that other, not youngin'. If folks are going to let their youngins off to go to school, they ought to provide good teachers for them. I've always said that.
Yeah. Hey, well, here, go ahead and move if they're going to.
Yeah, well, let's see here. Wait a minute, you moved right here, didn't you?
Yeah, right there, that's it.
That's fine. I never seen a move like that on the first move before. Yeah, I'll move right up here.
Well, that's just where I wanted you to move. I'll move right there, and now I got you blocked anyway you go.
Well, I'll be John Brown. Well, let's see here.
Go on, move. That beats you anyway.
And don't rush me now.
Oh, go on, you beat. Give up. Holler, Uncle.
What's that thing sitting over there, Abner?
Don't try to change your subject.
Well, I mean it. What is that contraption there? Something new, ain't it?
Oh, that That's the ad machine at Lombard.
Adding machine.
Yeah, whilst I will say I saw people or things that I've liked better, Grandpa, but it can outdo anything when it comes to adding that I ever seen in my life.
Well, that's funny. You mean that thing adds up figures by itself?
Yes.
Go on, move.
Well, here, I want to see how that thing works.
Grandpap, you know I've got you beat, and you're just trying to get out of plan.
I ain't no such a thing. I'm interested in such as this. I've always loved machines ever since I was a little boy. Hey, come on, show me how it works, Abner.
You come on over here and finish this game.
Hey, about you, you don't know how to work it yourself.
I do, Donnie.
Well, come on, let's see it then.
Well, now, to be honest, me and it don't get along very good together, Grandpap.
Don't get along?
No, the dead blame thing is always right. Never makes a mistake. I don't know what I'd give to get that thing mixed up just one time. I tried getting it figured as fast as I could down here this morning, but comes out with the right answer every time.
Well, I do know. Maybe you ought to try slipping up on it, taking it by surprise. That might fool it.
I don't get that's a good idea. I have to tell you what, man, Pat. You stand here in front of it and just make out like you ain't paying no attention to it at all. And I'll slip around behind it and jump out there and push a bunch of them keys down all of a sudden.
Yeah, let's try it once.
I hate to take advantage of it, but that thing makes me so dead blame mad I can't see it.
Yeah, I don't like machines like that. I've never had no use for typewriters.
You never thought?
Oh, they spell better than me.
Well, here, I'll press all them keys down at once here. Start talking about something else, Grandpap, so it won't spec what we're doing.
Huh? Oh, what do you want me to talk about?
Anything.
Well, tell me something. I can't make up stuff.
For the land's sake alive.
The weather.
Yeah, weather's fine. Beautiful weather we're having, Grandpap, ain't it?
Yeah, wait a minute, Chandler comes along.
Oh, well, here, we better hurry. Here, come on. Got you, Ed, Hey. Now, let's see you get all of them if you're so smart. I dogged it. We fooled it, Grandpap. Look at there. Nothing come out at all. I knowed I'd get that blasted thing.
Well, you know we're too fast for it, I reckon, Abner.
Caught it napping. Hey, Lom, I got the best of it.
Got the best of what?
This adding machine. I give it figures so fast it couldn't add them up.
For goodness sake. I wish you'd grip fooling with that machine, Abner. You're going to break it.
I know there must be some way to get it mixed up.
Oh, Swan, ever since we got that machine, you've been trying to make it out wrong some way or other. I believe you're jealous of it.
I put them down there so fast it couldn't think up no answer of no kind, right or wrong.
Let's see the slip.
What slip?
The slip with the figures on it.
It got so mixed up it never give out none long. More likely sitting there still studying. Push it now, you might get the answer and have time to figure it out by now.
Well, no wonder you never got no answer. It's out of paper there. We've got to put in a new roll of paper.
Huh?
No, just get away from it and leave it alone now. That'll ruin it, making it add without no paper in there.
I know. Didn't figure out some way to get out of it. Come on, Grandpap. Let's finish that checker game. Ezra Seastonk called a few minutes ago, Rob, to tell you they've had my school board meeting tonight.
School board meeting?
What he said.
I ain't interested. They think they know so much about running the school, just let them go ahead and run it. Well, now, you oughtn't to feel that way about it, Lom. Oughtn't to let your own personal feelings interfere with doing something for the good of the community.
Why, of course not.
That bunch of idiots ain't doing nothing for the good of the community, I'll tell you that. I don't want to go over there and listen to that Ezra Seastrunk spout off at the mouth. Him with his big ideas on how to run the school.
Well, it's your business, Lum, do as you like. Come on, Grandpap, move.
Well, let's start over, Abner. I even forgot whose move it is.
Well, I ain't. It's yours, and I got you beat. Go on.
Well, it's too late now. The checkers is all mixed up. Looky there. And we'll have to start over.
I'll be dead blamed. That's out and out cheating, and you know it.
Cheat.
You bumped that board with your knee of purpose, Grandpa.
I never done no such thing.
It was an accident. It wasn't no such thing.
I done it.
All right. If that's the way you want to play, I doggies, we'll just quit. Just put the board up. Was there any mail,
Huh?
Was there any mail first?
Oh, no. But I just seen the beautifulest woman I ever seen in my life.
Well, who was she?
I don't know. Some tourist, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
She come out of Dick Huddleston's store and got in her car and drove off just as I come out.
Well?
Granny, she was pretty. If I knowed where she lived at, I'd follow her clean to China.
Oh, Chinese woman?
No, but it was love at first sight. I know that. Big brown eyes. Smiled at me, too.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, brown curly hair. Had on a red coat and a red hat.
With a feather in it?
Yeah, had a feather. How'd you know?
Well, she was in the store here a while ago, directly after you left, trying to buy some colored Crayolas. That's a new school teacher.
New school teacher.
Why, sure, that's what they're having the school board meeting for tonight. So that all the school board can get acquainted with her, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea, good idea. Make her welcome in the community.
That's the thing, yeah. Get her acquainted with everybody, make her feel at home.
Come on, Abner, just one more game here.
Grandpap, I told you I don't want to play no more checkers with you. Just got to where every time a fella gets you cornered, you figure out some way to get out of it.
I ain't gonna cheat.
You'll cheat, too. I don't want to have nothing to do with you.
Hello, Ezra, old boy. How are you?
That's the way you
want to
play.
This is Lum Ezra.
Let it go.
Oh, just fine, just fine. Well, Ezra, I just wanted to call you up and tell you I'll be at the school board meeting tonight. Yes, sir. And I, Granny, you can count on me to help out any way I can this year. If I can do anything to help you, don't hesitate to call on me. All right, I'll see you tonight, old boy. Goodbye.